or do we feel like sometimes he just doesn't listen?
I'll leave it out there because people are going to talk.
I hope. Right? We're going to talk, right?
Yes.
Good. This is good. We'll learn from one another. You know? We'll learn from one another because I don't know everything. That may come as a surprise, but I really don't know everything. Just ask Christine. So, being thankful to God, what does that mean, first of all? What do you think about when you hear the words being thankful for God? What kind of thoughts come up?
Recognizing what God has done first.
Recognizing what God has done for us, you said, or first?
First. So that we can be thankful. We can't be thankful unless we recognize it.
That's a good point. Recognizing what God has done. Anyone else on that? How would you recognize what God has done? How would we recognize that?
Just getting up in the morning and breathing. God gave us life.
God gave us life.
Being alive.
Father?
Being alive.
Being alive? Absolutely. Being alive. What else?
I think of Psalm 103 and the benefits that we have.
Yes.
God.
What do you think about those benefits?
Well, that is the benefits that heal all my diseases. And, save
a bit louder, speak a bit louder.
Heal all my diseases, save me from my sin. His forgiveness pulled me from a life of destruction.
Amen. Yeah.
Especially you look at, I don't know how many of you stay current with things, but in the last, I think, 24 hours, there have been two mass shootings in the States. One in Texas at a Walmart. I think 20 people were killed, and I don't know how many were injured. And then another one at
Idaho?
Sorry?
Ohio.
Ohio. Yeah, Dayton. Dayton, Ohio was sinking because Dayton was... And I think 9 or 10 were killed there, and a bunch more injured. It's happened. I mean, it just seems to go on and on. And in London, Ontario, this is for all us who have a little bit of a temper when we drive. In London, Ontario,
the road rage.
Sorry?
Was it road rage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess some kind of rage.
Angry drivers.
I mean, this person, they said gestured. So I'll say gestured. I don't know what he said, but I guess he didn't like the way he was driving too aggressively and gestured to him. And he pulled up at the stop sign, and the guy pulled out a gun and shot him in the head.
Oh, my gosh.
Be thankful for living.
Now he's alive. He's alive. I mean, this and that this morning. This happened May 11th. But they still haven't found him, the guy who did it. So it's remarkable. You think about it, when you go to Walmart to get something, and 20 people are dead. It is, life is fragile. It's fragile. And it's so important. Does God have expectations?
Yes.
What are some of his expectations around the topic of thankfulness? What would be his expectations?
That we live for him.
That we live for him? Okay.
What he's done for us.
What he's done for us? Okay. But what are some of his expectations towards us regarding the topic of thanksgiving? For example, there were 10 lepers that got healed. One came back. Did God take note of that?
Yes.
Yes.
He did. Was he pleased?
Yes.
No.
He was not pleased. Where are the other 9? Where are the other 9? And the woman, when he was at a Pharisee's house, it was a banquet, and the woman came, and what did she do? Louder.
He broke the alabaster jar.
Where?
In the bank. And washed his feet with it and dried his
with
feet
her
with her hair.
And when and the spiritual leaders that were there were not pleased with that.
No.
But what did Jesus say? What was his attitude towards what she did?
He was pleased.
What did he say? He said something remarkable.
The poor you will have with you always.
Yes.
You will always have him, and whenever the gospel is preached, her story will be preached.
Wherever the gospel is preached, she will be remembered for what she did.
Hallelujah.
That's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
So those are some of his perspectives. How does it impact you? How do you personally feel about God's attitude towards thankfulness? Have you ever thought about it?
Yes.
It's important to think about it.
That's right.
How do I feel about being thankful towards God? Do I always feel thankful? Do you always feel thankful to God?
No.
Yes, because what he's done for us is to show us he loves us.
That's true. What did you say, Margaret?
I said, I don't think I give enough attention to thanking him, because I know that there's times when I whine and I complain and I wish things were different. And that is not an attitude of thanksgiving.
We complain. And you know, the thing about complaining is that he always hears. Wherever you are, no matter, even if you don't speak it out loud, he still knows. He still knows. He knows the thoughts in our mind and the attitudes of our hearts, regardless of whether we speak them out or not. What would cause us to feel thankful? What would make you feel thankful? Do you consider yourself to be a thankful person?
Yes, I do. No.
At times.
At times. Explain that to me, please.
There's some times when something good has happened or I've been spared something bad that I recognize it and I'm thankful to God. But
okay.
A lot of things happen during the day that are good that I may not acknowledge that it's His grace, or may not be as thankful for all the other things in any given day. May not be thinking about that.
Is an attitude of thankfulness something that can be cultivated?
Yes.
Or is it just there or it's not there?
It's a choice.
It's a choice. So it can be cultivated.
It can, yes.
And how would we do that? How would you cultivate an attitude of thankfulness?
Choosing to be thankful in small things and recognizing day-to-day things, what God has done for us.
Okay.
Joshua 24:15 says, choose the state you will serve. So you have to make that choice first. Once you make that choice, other things will start to fall in place. But you've got to work at it.
You have to work at it. Okay.
I think if you meditate on who Jesus is, if you meditate, as you pointed out, especially in the Gospels, and you focus on Christ and meditate on who he is and what he's done, it creates a thankfulness towards him, especially, I think, gratitude has to do with humility. Recognizing he's the source of blessing, not.
He's
the source of all that is good.
And to piggyback off of that, I think you cultivate a thankful heart, a thankfulness in you, by building a relationship with him.
Exactly.
Right? So by meditating and so on, you build a relationship, he opens your eyes to see what you have, or as Celine said, what bad things you have missed.
Okay,
and
good.
That builds thankfulness in you.
Mm-hmm. And you were going to say something?
Well, I was about to say, complain about your shoes until you see somebody with no feet. That keeps you humble.
Okay.
Yep.
That's true. Well, you know what? Yes, no. I think it can keep you humble, but then the person looks around and says, okay, you have no feet, but she's got 18 pairs of shoes. You know what I mean? It's all in the thought processes that go through. What am I thinking about? But how can I cultivate? Is it important for me to cultivate an attitude of thanks?
Yes.
Is that important?
Yes.
Why is it important? What does it do?
Keep you humble. Now you will have bitterness.
Okay. So what did you say?
Well, it keeps you humble. It keeps you tender. It keeps you. I guess for me, that I relate to what you said about the relationship. Aside from the relationship, it's difficult to be genuinely grateful, because if you're not connected to the one that you're supposed to be grateful to, it's all just theory. If it's all just theory, it's hard to be grateful. So basically, if you don't have a relationship or you're not working on a relationship with God, it's a religion, and the religion doesn't tend to produce gratitude.
Now, if I were to ask you, and I won't, 10 things you're grateful for, could you just... Or do you have to sit and really think about it? It's a rhetorical question, by the way. But it's important, because if I have to sit and think about something that I'm grateful for, then that's really saying to me that I haven't really thought about it. I haven't cultivated that. And that the enemy is therefore much more able to sidetrack me, because bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
That's reality. Is life fair? Life is not fair. Ask the 20 people at Walmart.
That's right.
Or the 9 people at the other place, or the however many. The little kids at Newton, is that what it's called? Newtown? Is that Newtown? Is that the... Well, they murdered the grade one and the kindergarten kids. This happened a few years back, but it is so incredibly important to have that attitude of thanksgiving towards God. God looks to see if we have a grateful heart. He looks to see that. He looks to see not just if we have a grateful heart, but what kind of heart do we have? Thank you, God, for the blessing, but you didn't do this, 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 and this. What are we, you know, what do we reflect upon? And, for example, Jamin wants to be a gymnast, is a gymnast. And so, did he do much work to do that? What did he do? Once a week? Once every 2 weeks?
5 days a week. 4 hours. Like 20 hours a week.
20 hours a week. Why would he do that?
He has a goal in mind.
What do you mean?
To be successful.
I'm pulling your chain here. So work with me.
Okay. To be successful, he needs to put that effort in.
He has to cultivate the strength and stamina and endurance that he needs to develop.
Now, did he feel like doing that every day? Did he get up and say, boy, I can't wait to suffer for 4 hours?
On a daily basis, we go through different problems and things happen, and we need to be grateful. I know I tend to, we all need to be grateful for God, the wisdom God is going to give us. And who else can do that?
Now, how can you be grateful when bad things happen?
Well, that's what I was thinking about. When Harish was talking about the relationship, what came to my mind is the trust that is developed between in that relationship. So that there's always trust tethers you through the bad times, because you have that, you're relying upon and knowing that God's going to pull you through, that there's that trust aspect of knowing that I'm in his hands, and that I'm grateful that I know he will bless me. I know that he has the situation in hand for me.
Okay.
It is expected in life, like in where we are, that we are going to be tested. And the Lord tests us by throwing bad things to us, and we need to be prepared.
Do you think God sends bad things to us?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. He doesn't.
Well, he doesn't have thrown at us.
Bad things come
twice.
Bad things come.
Yeah.
But God doesn't send them anymore. He sends sickness.
The devil sends instance.
That's exactly
and then,
right.
And then we have to be quick to think, okay, now what are God doing in this situation?
God is a gracious, that's why it's critically important that we get established in our hearts that God is a gracious, kind, compassionate, loving person.
Amen.
Because bad things do come. But God doesn't send bad things to us. You know what I'm saying? Like God does not train his children by sending them illness.
Amen.
Or breaking their arm.
But God, it can happen anyway.
Oh yes, of course it happens. Absolutely. You're right. It does happen. But not from God.
No.
Not from God. So that's the part that's critical to get, because in the hard times, in the difficult times when we are overwhelmed. Has anyone ever felt overwhelmed?
Yes.
Of course we have. We've all felt overwhelmed at various times, maybe. But in those times, it is, as you said, the trust factor that I have cultivated through Thanksgiving a relationship with God. And that my experience and knowledge through that relationship allows me to know that God is still good.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? That this, whatever bad thing has happened, God didn't send it. He wasn't training us. He wasn't punishing us. There are consequences. If I pull out a gun and shoot you, there are consequences. God didn't make me do it.
That's right.
But there's still consequences to this. And that's where, when we know the heart of God, and a cultivated, thankful heart is soft before God. It's soft. It doesn't have to have an exact answer for every experience. There are things that have happened that we just can't explain. God didn't tell us. But it's in the trust of that relationship that I know that God is still who he is.
Amen.
He is still a gracious, kind, compassionate, wonderful person.
Yes.
And God has prepared a place for every one of his children in heaven. Every one of his children. Because he loves us. God loves
Hallelujah.
Us. He may not love everything we do, but he loves us. And a thankful heart allows me to be able to come into the presence of God with an open spirit. You understand what I mean by that? When I'm with an open spirit, that I go to God and I say, listen, this happened or that happened, and I don't understand it. I don't know why this happened. I don't know why that happened. But I'm here because I need you. I need you, Lord. I need God. I need to connect with my Creator. Does that make sense?
Yes,
sir.
One of the elements of our thankfulness to God is to distinguish between our thoughts of thankfulness and to tell him God wants us to tell him.
Absolutely.
Don't think about it. Don't tell me in your thoughts how much you're thankful. I want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
It's like a husband and a wife. If the husband says, well, I love my wife, but if I don't tell her, God wants to hear us. That's why he gave us the avenue of prayer, so that we can communicate. The relationship is not just mental.
Everybody hear this?
It is vocal. It has to be expressed. It has to be said often again and again and again. It's not taking for granted how thankful I am. I am thankful in my thought, all the things that I've done, that God has done for me. But God says, tell me, tell me, tell me, keep telling me. I want to hear it from you. And that's the most, the key factor, but we as humans hold back on that. Even in relationships between husband and wife, husbands and wives love each other, but sometimes they don't tell each other.
Well, there's a joke that the wife says to the husband, how come you don't tell me you love me? He says, well, I told you when we got married 40 years ago. If it changes, I'll let you know. It don't work that way.
Actually, the psalm, I'm trying to find it here, but I was thinking about, I think it's Psalm 34, right? Which is Khan's point here. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. And therefore, my soul will make its boast in the Lord. And again, speaking out loud, the humble will hear of it and be glad. So there's a testimony involved when we're grateful. Other people notice. It says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. So I think there's a progression, you know. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart, enter his courts with praise. Mm-hmm. And then from there, there's this progression, because our hearts soften. You can't be grateful to God and maintain a stubborn and rebellious heart if your gratitude is genuine. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm grateful to the Lord, too, for the Holy Spirit, because when you're spending time with God, the Holy Spirit will always show you where your heart's at.
You see, cultivating a thankful heart molds your character.
Amen.
It molds your character. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by that? Any thoughts? Mold your character.
Makes you more like Jesus.
Okay, yes.
That's very thankful.
It does that. What else? What do you think of when I say that it molds your character?
Those are areas you need to change.
Well, that's true. But I'm talking about really it draws me closer to God when I say that. When it molds my character, it makes me more
grateful.
More, not just grateful, but it makes me more desiring to be closer to God. It makes me more hungry for the fellowship of God, for his presence.
Yeah.
It's in the molding of that I begin to see more and more of God's gracious nature and how kind and that's helpful because there will be more difficulties in life. Your life has got lots of them. Yep.
What you're saying is, what I see it, is that what Pastor Christine was saying as well, is when you are in an attitude of thankfulness, then you're putting off the others. You can't be, as you're saying, you can't have a rebellious heart. You can't be bitter. You can't be
proud.
I'm proud, but put off. If you've got a thankful heart or a thankful relationship, then it puts off, and then that's where the relationship gets deeper because you're shedding all of this negativity.
Yeah. As you cultivate it, it requires a lifetime, really, because to be molded, to have the character of Christ formed in us, is accomplished over a lifetime. Really, it's not something that's done easily or quickly. But in having a thankful heart, I am wanting to draw closer to God, because my feeling is is probably a different word than thankful, but I'm grateful for the person that he is, and that draws me to him more so. I'm more drawn to him because I am seeing and experiencing someone who is being kind to me, being gracious to me, being merciful to me, giving me a second chance, a third chance, a 100th chance, that God is someone who has infinite power, so he could do whatever he wanted, but he restricts himself to the we'll call the rule book here. You know, that he lives by the word. He lives by the word. And that when we go to God and say that I'm grateful for your mercy to my life.
Yes.
I'm grateful that you have extended mercy to me and not justice. Ever had that thought? Thank God for mercy and not justice. What's the difference? What's the difference, you think?
Justice is when you get what you deserve, and mercy is not receiving what you...
That's essentially correct. That it basically, mercy is when the cop smiles at you and says, I'm just going to give you a warning today. You need to be grateful. In God, it's an opportunity to open more so our hearts to him. Without thankfulness, we can become very angry. We can become resentful, proud,
arrogant.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, self-made men. God have mercy on them. Because thankfulness, I think, is one of the key ingredients in our relationship with God. It is so important. And I believe that when we sincerely approach God with a thankful heart, even if it has to do with something we screwed up, messed up, that it opens his heart to a different attitude. What do I mean by that? I mean that God's not looking now to punish me, you know, or he's not looking to alienate himself from me. He is seeing a genuine repentant heart. And just like the father, you know, who saw the wayward son coming back, what did the father do? He ran towards him. He ran towards him, threw a big party for him. You know, I mean, it just, he was so happy to have him back.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I believe that it is maybe not the key ingredient, but if it isn't, it's real close to it, that when I come to God, I need to recognize that the blessings in my life have come from him.
That's right. Exactly.
And as someone said earlier, I think it was you who said, the avoiding of the non-blessings that didn't come are because of his kindness as well.
That's right.
Seems that the root of gratitude, based on what you're saying, is humility. The root of it, I mean. And rather than being entitled, and remember I sent you an article, just recently there was an article that I sent to Pastor John, it was just interesting, it was about complaining. And it was based on science, that studies that have been done about complaining, and they were saying how the more you complain,
that's right,
it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and the more you complain, the more you actually draw subconsciously issues into your life that are going to require more complaining, and how negative it is. And whereas I think practicing gratitude, even if initially you're doing it as a discipline, attracts...
Actually, complaining is not good for your health.
Exactly.
And also, it teaches us things that all the time, even before we need it.
Yeah.
When things happen, what we need to do to get over it and handle it.
speaking of studies, they said that people who are thankful live longer.
Yes,
I read that one line that too as well. Yeah. That is, but it is an attitude that can be cultivated, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
You can cultivate an attitude of thanksgiving, and it has to be practiced pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, and dependent on how eager you are to develop that attitude is how much effort you put in. Daily thanking God. Now, I'm not talking about going around saying, oh, thank you, Lord, for that blade of grass, and thank you for the twig, not that kind of stuff. I'm talking about where there's a sincere attitude in my heart saying, God, I'm grateful for your kindnesses that are new every day to my life. I'm grateful for them. And I recognize them, maybe not every one of them, but I recognize that there's a flow of grace that comes into my life because of you and wouldn't otherwise. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And it helps me to understand him better, because when we come to God with thankfulness, there's usually some interaction. You know what I mean? Like there isn't, thank you, Lord, I'll let you know next time, you know, you do something good, I'll let you know then too. There's an exchange, of hearts to some degree,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we're sharing the depths of our own heart to God, and he'll speak back to us. And then he will talk to us, and we get to know him a little better. But humility is really extremely important as well, because they kind of work together. You know, they work together, that recognizing that every good thing that has come into my life came because of God.
Amen.
Because of his goodness, because of his kindness, because of his graciousness. And that without whom, really, our lives would be very difficult. Especially when you see something like all these things that are happening around the world now. There's so many bad things that are going on. It's hard to grasp them all. It really is. And there's a weather change.
Yeah.
It's hotter than it has ever been, and it's getting colder than it's ever been. So we're definitely, I believe, near the end.
Yeah.
It's important. It's important that I maintain a relationship with God that is a quality relationship.
Yeah.
Now, God doesn't ask us to be right all the time, but he does ask us to be kind and gracious and loving and merciful. And there are blessings that come out of that. Now, I've talked a lot here, so let's have you guys say something to me for a bit.
One thing that I thought of, out of a grateful heart establishes better relationships with other people, because we don't like to hang around with people who are complaining and negative.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I find when people are thankful, like when you're thankful for someone, your attitude towards them is much more open. And much more kind. So I think out an overflow of that gratitude to the Lord overflows with relationships.
It impacts your other relationships.
Yeah.
Point, any thoughts on that? Yes,
that's
sir.
What happens in a work environment, for example, you may have a boss that doesn't say thank you for something.
Yeah.
So after a while, it becomes an animosity. It goes from, even though he knows that you, or he or she knows that you're doing something.
Yeah.
If you don't get any response, a verbal response, it affects your whole performance, what you think of that person. So it's the same thing with God. If we don't come to God and tell him, then he doesn't. He says, "Yeah, I know that you love me. Yeah, but I want to hear it."
Yeah.
I have a testimony on that type of thought. My previous workplace, there was this senior developer who did not talk to anybody much, and even if the director came to his desk, he was like, what do you want, kind of a person who was very close. But it so happened that we were working on something independently, but I asked something to him. He said something like just a one-line statement, and I said, wow, I never thought about that. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. The next day, he was at my desk asking me if I wanted some help from him. So it was like, it changes.
It changes his attitude.
Yeah. Well, he also helps us have a day-to-day relationship with God, so he can actually calm me down and help you do what you have to be doing.
Yeah. It heightens our ability to hear God. Why does it do that? First of all, do you agree?
Yes.
Does it do that?
Yes.
Yes.
No? Okay. Now, why does it do that?
Because we are his representatives here on earth, and he speaks through us as his children. We are his hands and feet, and how else would people know the love of God if not obeying the voice of the Holy Spirit who wants to act through you?
Okay. But I'm talking about when you are grateful. Because a lot of God's children don't hear God. They don't hear God. And some hear him really well. Why are some able to hear really well and others have such difficulty hearing God?
Maybe having a grateful heart is one of the process of plowing the fallow land.
That's it. It's what having a grateful heart, and that's not the only ingredient, please. That's not the only ingredient. But having a grateful heart helps to push forward into the depths of God. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like it moves us into the depths of God. And it's like you said, this other fellow, when you said thank you very much, he probably didn't hear that very often. And so it impacted on him. Well, I'm sure God doesn't hear it very often, to be honest with you, from us. Not nearly as often as he should. But that when we say to him things, how grateful we are in fact, to some degree, plowing the land. We're plowing the land and making it easier for us to be able to hear God when he wants to speak to us. Because our sensitivity has increased. Maybe not by much, you know, by something like that. But over time, the more we do it, the more we invest in it, just like the gymnastics, you know, you work harder at it, you know, after 5 years of this, you can do things you couldn't do 2 years ago. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. So when we invest ourselves through Thanksgiving, and there'll be other things too. I mean, today we're just talking about Thanksgiving, but there are many ways to invest yourself into the heart of God. Part of the benefit coming back from that is that my heart's now a little more sensitive to him. And that may not assure me of being able to hear him every time he calls me, but to some degree it increases my capacity to be able to hear him. Does that make sense?
Psalm 95 actually says that. It says, you know, we enter his gates. It says, like, we come and sing unto the Lord and show joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We come before his presence with thanksgiving. And then it says, we worship, come and bow down, worship and kneel before the Lord your Maker. And it goes on to say, today if you will hear his voice. So there's a progression from the praise to the worship to the hearing of God's voice. And that's why praise and worship is something throughout the Bible. God's constantly calling his people to sing grateful songs, praise songs, to worship to him. So we start our week on Sunday. We gather here to worship. Is the opportunity for us to really do it genuinely, and that way our hearts, as you said, are much more likely to hear the voice of God.
Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts or comments that you would like to make about it?
When you spend time with God, you get to hear about it. It's like when you spend time with a friend. You spend a long time with a friend. You can actually, kind of like spouses, answer them before they, you know what they're going to say. When you spend time with God, it's like the same thing. You know what he's going to say. and say, you know what he's going to do. So you become familiar with him. The longer you spend, the easier it is to hear.
Wadhawa likes to say as underdogs.
It also helps us in individuals as on a day-to-day basis get a good understanding of what God is, what he does, and what he wants us to.
I think the world is a world, a good part of the world is a sense of entitlement. You hear it at work all the time about, you know, people wanting more. I want more, my union to do more. I want more pay. I want this. And I think the spirit, like an attitude of gratitude, moves in the opposite spirit. And it really helps us to flow out of the spirit of the world into the spirit of Jesus.
And I believe that people who invest themselves in God end up having an influence level with God that others don't. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Can you think of anyone? Anyone come to mind? There aren't too many, but there are some. In the Bible, whose influence with God?
Moses.
David.
Joshua.
Abraham. Noah.
Peter. Paul.
These are people who, I'm sure they had grateful hearts too, but they invested themselves in God. And as a result of that, their influence level, God loves everybody equally, but your influence with God is not all equal. These people gave themselves to God and were able to do things that others could not. For example, Peter, his shadow, people could get healed. I don't know too many people who shadow will heal you. There are levels of influence with God, and the more you press into God, shall we say, the higher the level. So, was that an interesting topic?
It's very, very nice.
Is that helpful?
Yes.
If you have topics, I'm quite happy to, you know, to do them. You know, if you have something else or some other topic, yes, sir.
I wanted to add one point to it. Having a heart filled with thankfulness to His God. It's looking at our church, where we've been before, and how God has been great, faithful with grandparents, our children, in their careers, and looking at all the people whom God has blessed, our hearts are so grateful.
Amen.
You know, we're almost 30 years old, this church, and you look back, you know, this is God's faithfulness and God's blessing as we press into Him, as we serve Him, and walk with the spirit of humility, and never forget the day when the church was planted, how He has brought us through.
Yes.
Not without difficulties,
yes,
but we're still here.
Yep.
And I can't remember how many churches. I think there were 17 churches out of the year we did. They're all gone.
Wow.
But anyway, it's really important. Yes, yes.
Do you think a thankful heart makes us dependent on God instead of our knowledge or medical science or everything we ever have?
Yes. Answer directly,
so
I think
it,
so.
It pleases yeah. Him when we.
Oh, absolutely, have a Dorothy,
heart.
Yes. Yes.
It makes us depend on Him.
He wants us to depend on Him. He wants that.
Right.
You know. And I mean, the fact is, if you're smart, God gave you your brain, so it's not like you can say you did it yourself. You know? So, yes, absolutely. I think God wants us to be dependent upon Him.
So we can depend on our knowledge because through experience.
Yes.
And everything.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
A thankful heart will keep us focused on who we're getting things from.
Yeah. And to be, it helps us to stay aware of what's going on in our lives, what we're thinking, how we're feeling. You know, because sometimes we have thoughts and feelings going through us that we're not exactly on top of. You know, and
and that when you take a moment to kind of review and examine, you can become aware of things you didn't know were going on. That sometimes the Lord will, you know, resentments can slip in under the radar, and really the only way to kind of bring it to our attention is in the sitting and waiting upon God, and He puts His finger on it and says, da 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 da. So da 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 da. We've gone quite a while here. So if there's other topics that are of interest to you, email them to me. See what we can do about it. I would like to spend the next little while just praying over Joanne.